Tuesday, February 19th, 2019, and this is the Committee of the Whole, and we're here to hear proposals on the new city logo. And present tonight, myself, Mary Westfall, Katie Capellini, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lutke, Patrick Bridgerston. I do expect Doug Hanum to show shortly. He was delayed slightly. And Mark Fry is excused. We also have the mayor with us, the law director, Mrs. Brining, chief of police, and we also have Director of Economic Development, Bill Sanford. So we are going to hear three presentations. You've received all those materials in advance. 6:15 will be the Fuller Art House, 6:30 will be Creative Oxygen, and 6:45 will be the Thread Group. And the meeting was scheduled to start at 6 o'clock, so I'm launching the meeting, but I do think that Mark Lutke and Bill Sanford are really the brains behind the operation here. So I'm going to turn the meeting over essentially to you to kind of guide us through what we should expect, what we should be looking for, and what we hope the outcomes of today's meeting will be, if you're comfortable with that.
Absolutely, Mary. We'll let Mr. Hanum seat himself first so that
so
we don't have
you.
To do
we'll
this
add that
twice.
To the minute. Mr. Hanum is here. Yep. Perfect.
So council members will recall that several months ago we had the need for a revision of our City of Sylvania logo. The part of the issue is that the print and kind of the traditional graphic was not consistent with our online graphic. I think there was a sense that we wanted to conform those a little bit. Maybe at the same time create a little bit of an update. We went through a process that I think I would call the budget conscious approach, which was to try to simply make some modifications and move on. I would say that I've never had as much council involvement in a discussion in my career here as the logo discussion at the Community Relations Committee. And so it's pretty clear that there's some interest around the table at maybe pursuing some different ideas, pursuing a different look, at the very least having a process that all of council can be involved with. So Bill and I talked a little bit about the need to bid this out to local providers. I think each of these are people that we know, with the idea that we don't necessarily want to pick a logo tonight. What we really want to do is hire a company that will help us with the process to come to some consensus about what the city needs, and then based on that input, but based on that logical process, go back and come back with some ideas. So this is not just hiring somebody to create a design for us, but rather somebody who can walk us through a process. It's done, as many of you know, in the corporate world all the time, to get to something that can serve us for a long period of time. So Bill has done a nice job of putting together that process, at least a selection process, and I'm going to turn it over to him to talk about how we're going to do this tonight and who's going to be here. Bill.
Thanks, Mark. The I think Mary said the schedule. When Mark and I talked, we wanted to just lay some ground rules. So each, and I talked personally with each of the three presenters tonight, that there really wasn't time to come in and do a big presentation with a PowerPoint or something. They may have handouts. I said they were welcome to bring handouts to show. And we thought maybe showing some comparable work of when they've done this for on another logo. And again, it's I think Mark said all three have done work for the city, so they're familiar with the city, familiar with our website, our logos, our promotional materials, you know, calendar, you name it, they've been involved in it. So it's pretty straightforward. They're going to come in and they'll give walk through the their proposal and then be able to answer questions if we have. So you've got pretty much the what they do not know what the other ones with what the other ones proposal are. They don't know the amount of what the proposal amount price that they put on their proposal of what the other ones submitted. So
a couple quick questions, Mark and Bill. What would you hope is the final outcome of today's meeting?
I would hope that based on the presentations that we have, we could actually, among us in committee of the whole, have some discussion at the end and pick one, right? And I don't know if we want that to be the famous secret ballot or just to have some consensus come out of some discussion, but it would be terrific to be able to move this project along. Quite honestly, in the interest of doing it right, we've lost a couple months, so I think we want to kind of get it back on track. I will also say that we have told each of the three candidates that we do not want to see concepts for the city of Sylvania, okay? Because what we want them to do is take us through a process where everybody can have input, and then they come back with what they some designs based on what they heard. So I'm encouraging us to look not particularly well at anybody who tries to slip in a couple of concepts for Sylvania, because I think that would kind of bias the sample against people who played by the rules, basically.
Certainly, this is a public meeting, so as the first group comes through, will they be allowed to stay through the next
I don't
group?
See why not. I think the problem would be if the second and third group came through. I think what we've tried to do with these kind of meetings is to make sure that no one had a chance to see what the competitor was presenting. Mm-hmm. So if we have the first one in and they stay, that's fine. But if the second or third one comes in, we need to ask them to stay in the hallway, is what I would suggest.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're clear of the process this evening.
Right.
They seemed all to be okay with waiting until we came out and got them and brought them in
and
did the presentation.
Makes it a little easier in some ways. Okay. Any questions from any members of council?
Yeah, I have a question of Mrs. Brining, but I'll do it between the two or three sessions. I just have a procedural question. I don't want to step get in the way of any potential conflict.
Okay. I had a quick question. Is this intending to, would this change the city flag?
Yeah.
Is that what we're all thinking?
It would change, over time, I think our view is that it would change everything that has a logo on it.
I just wanted to make sure I was in the right mindset here. So
yep.
Flag is included.
That was one of the reasons this whole thing got started, because we were running out of flags.
Before you print one.
We were going to create a new flag. Let's look at the logo, and then we also had different logos with the website and what we see here and so on. So it's just to unify what we have.
Cool.
Okay. Well, it's 6:15. If there's no further questions from our members of council, I think we'll invite the Fuller Art House group to come in.
Hey, Sandy, that is a dynamite look on you. The green. I've never seen you wear green before. That is perfect. There you go.
Hi, Danny. Welcome. We're so glad to have you here, and I think you've received a lot of information from Mark and Bill about this evening's meeting. You're the first of three presentations that we're going to have. We are, as you know, looking for a logo process and proposal. We've all seen your written proposal. So I think, and you know everybody in the room. I want to make sure we're all good with that, right? So I do think Mr. Lukey had shared with us that our hope is to talk about process and proposal, not to actually look at designs. So,
I can. What I did is I put some designs in here that I've done in the past, and I also mocked up kind of what goes on in my head when I'm going through the process after interviewing you. So, if
okay.
you want that, I can send that. If not, then
I guess I would defer to our.
That's great. We'll look at whatever you got.
Okay.
we can be.
It's really
Thanks, Danny.
Hello, we're ready.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, as you know, my name is Danny Fuller, and I'm owner of the Fuller Art House in downtown Sylvania. The Fuller Art House kind of works in two functions. It's a gallery, there's also a design studio. It's where I do a lot of my design work and meet with clients as well. So, a little bit of background and experience with that here in Sylvania. I also was the creative art director for the River Center Foundation for 4.5 years before taking out the gallery. I want to talk a little bit about my process with you guys today. I know that you are looking to beef up your logo and or come up with a completely new logo. I'm not quite sure what your avenue is, but that's going to be my job to kind of figure that out and help you with that process. One of the most important things in coming up with a logo design is coming up with the objective. What are your objectives? What do you want to come across in this logo? So it's kind of an interview process for me. I get a chance to sit down with you and kind of take notes and get an opportunity to hear what you guys have to say. It will become your determination, it will become your objectives that I follow off of. So there will be agreed upon objectives that we can conclude with in that meeting that I will then take and start building goals, building ideas off of that objective. So that's where we'll go. Also, one of the important roles that I would play is doing a little bit of research on your city ahead of time, so that when we are talking about where we're going to go, I think the one thing that's helpful in a meeting like this is to throw out, you know, they could be meaningless thoughts or they could be very important thoughts that we haven't thought about before. So it's a great brainstorm. You throw out words, you bounce off, and you go from there. It's going to be my job to come up with about 2 to 3 concepts based off of those objectives and the direction that that meeting takes. What I like to do, sorry, I have a bit of a cold, so bear with me. What I like to do with those concepts is to place them on different things, to give you examples of how that logo will look on a variety of different things. Obviously, right in here, I looked, there's a rug out front. It has the logo right on the badge for the police officers. You have signage throughout the entire city of Sylvania. You have pins that you wear. It'll give you a level of a relationship with that logo so that you can see where you're growing and where you're going. And maybe it just doesn't look right. And you can say, I don't want to look good on a pin, so I can look good on a sign. And we can play with it in that way. It's a very important role to then take that logo and make sure from design all the way to the vector, all the way to the colors and every avenue that we take, that that's the final conclusion, and that you are able to take that logo and use that logo, expand it the size of a moon, or as small as a pinhead with that logo. So that's called a vector image. So we'll get it to vector image form, as well as the colors that we determine will be the best fit for what you guys need. So that's a little bit about my process in moving along with the logo. If you want to skim over the second page, you can. The reason why that is on there, and it has nothing to do with what I think the city of Sylvania logo should look like. It has more to do with how we're in it. I use Sylvania because this is where we're at, and this is what we're doing. Obviously, you have the word Sylvan in your name. We can't change the name, so we are going to grow from there, and we are going to use that name. You are the city of trees. We can't really change that unless you want to. You can change the name, and you can change the tagline if you want, but I don't think you are, and that's why I think this process is going to be a fairly easy process. I don't think this is going to be a whole lot of back and forth, a long bullet point list, a huge change from where you are today. I think a lot of what you guys are going to do is really build off of what you already have, or it's going to financially be kind of an undertaking for your entire city. From every sign that you have here, it's iconic. You know what you look like. I had someone say to me the other day, why are you the maple leaf? Why aren't you the oak leaf? This is the oak opening's territory. think this is more like a dress that needs to be tailored. I think what you already have is in the right direction, and I think it's tailoring it, and it's bringing the design that you have for the 2019 and just getting it up to date and fitting it to what you are. The reason why I showed you the example below is that's just how my mind works. You're the tree city. I made a tree. You are a maple leaf. You have maple leaf already. I turned that tree into a maple leaf. I'm just trying to give you an example of where my hat goes. But I can see you guys moving forward with what you currently have, just designed a little bit differently. The rest of what I have there is just basically my commitment and what I've already been doing in the city of Sylvania. You already know Redford. I don't know that you know that I am the one that creates the design work for Redford. I created the logo. But even in that, I can kind of see where we've taken that. It started off as a simple logo, and it's become an entire branding for our city. Now, the Redford logo is a little bit more fun and free. It's not as serious and conservative. But I want you to be able to see those different avenues that I can take in building the logo. I did all the marketing and design work for the River Center Foundation, as well as the clinic. That does have more of a conservative feel. It's a medical facility, so that's where we go with that. On the back, I also do a lot of campaign work, and currently I'm working with Chino Memorial Park. On their campaign, there's music and silence if you listen. If you see there in the center, that is a guitar. That is where the music plays. But the guitar's body is repeated throughout all the monuments that surround it. And that's just a continuation, the idea that you are in your forever place and the music lives on. So, the reason why I chose those three as an example is they're all very different. They some are whimsical, some are solid, some are mechanical, some are just fun. And I think that I would say that's probably the best gift that I can bring to you and the way all of what we're going to do. I remember I was working for the Creative Circle in Chicago, and one of my clients was going through my portfolio and said, "Will the real Danny please stand up?" And I remember being so offended by that comment. But I later thought about it, and the reality is, this logo isn't about Danny. This logo is about the city of Sylvania. And I got to work for the city of Sylvania to make it happen. I can't get my ego caught up in it. I can't think about the design or the creative approach I would place on it. I really want to think about the client and what they want. So a lot of my work is going to be very variable and very different. But hopefully I'm speaking to you.
Danny, tell me a little bit about how long you think a process generally takes from beginning to end. I know there's many variables, depends on a number of things, but in general, a range?
I would say that this could be a 3-month project. I don't think it needs to be more than that. I think once we determine what the variables are, and once we start, it's going to be a matter of getting the colors right, getting the form right, and back and forth with that. But I think we want a quick one because of the fact that I'm not branding an entire city. If I was branding an entire city, the bullet points would be longer, the price would be bigger, it'd be a lot different. We're not doing that here. I think we're cleaning up what we already have.
Other questions?
As far as what the price covers, you've given us a cost here. How far into the process does that take us before we start to have to pay more?
More.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you all the way to the vector design as well as the color.
Okay.
So
that'll be something that we'll be able to look at. It's a template, or not a template, but a concept.
Yes. I mean, if you ask me to go out and carve it out of a tree, then I'm going to put a price tag on that. Mm-hmm. But I think that for the most part,
okay, so then what kind of engagement should we expect from you, and how much would it cost moving forward? Clearly, there's the next step would then be to execute the plan. And that would be a separate cost, correct?
No, that's all included in.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm a I have to be proud of the logo itself. It's one thing.
other three logos that you also have done for the Sylvania area, and I think it was interesting the way you shared that some are conservative, some are whimsical, some are, you know, so that was just fun. So, thank you.
Isn't that national element to the whole process, and really kind of being able to dig into that? The feeling that you need to know that person.
Any other proposal that I'm looking at?
Yeah.
It talks about five revisions of design in order to meet the needs of the city. Do you envision that as five review meetings, that you come in with your ideas, we give you more comments, then you come back with another one, up to five times?
Up to five revisions. I think that.
That's great. I think that's terrific. And with my design, I hope it doesn't take five times. Sometimes it does. And then at the end, what you're talking about is a vector logo, so that it is compatible with all printed media. We'll have the files necessary to put on the website, on Facebook, on our stationery, maybe even up here on the wall.
Absolutely.
That's been hanging on the wall about 20 years since I had it made by Architectural Arts.
Yes.
And, you know, we may want to replace that if we have a new logo.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I read your proposal. It's really going through the whole process to nurture us from start to finish. And you said it could take 2 to 3 months. That makes sense to me.
Yep.
It all seems to be in order to me what you're proposing.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time today, Dan. Well, I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
How is everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Debbie and Linda, we're so thrilled to have you here. And you know a little bit about what we're hoping for today, to learn a little bit about your project. All of the council members present have had a chance to review the information submitted. And I think you know everybody. Do you need to do quick introductions? Would that be helpful?
Pretty much everybody knows us or has met us before. We've done some other presentations on the council for the last 4 or 5 years. Leslie, you're a new face to me.
So maybe we need to do
I'm sure we met before or not.
Did you come to one of the historical organization sessions?
Yep.
That's okay. That's okay.
I knew there was something.
We did that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of us are just old and been around for a long
time. I don't know your neighbor at all. I don't think you've had that much direct contact.
Well, the way I'm coughing right now, that's probably lucky. I apologize, by the way. I've been fine all day.
Okay.
I don't know where
we
the
make you allergic, is that what you're
saying? I don't know.
Anyway, I don't want to waste any more time. I just want to make sure we give you your 15 minutes and have an opportunity to hear from you a little bit about what you envision as the process and how we get from here to a finished logo.
Right. Okay.
Thanks.
Well, I do want to give you a little bit of the
perfect
potential about that. Yes, but I'm we're Creative Oxygen. We are located right here in downtown Sylvania. We've been here for a little over 4 years. We've been Creative Oxygen for 10 years coming up in March. Previous to that, we were both at Tech Associates for over 25 years. And when we were Tech Associates, we were also we have seen a lot of really positive improvements and changes in evolution. And we've done a lot of work for Sylvania since we've been here. Worked a lot with Bill Sanford. If you remember, we came before you originally for a piece for the Office of Economic Development that was titled Open for Business. And then we subsequently, a couple of years later, upgraded that or updated that and to a smaller brochure. We did a brochure for Soho. We did advertising for the property, that development property, various things like that. And most recently, over the last almost a little over a year, we did a project with the historical organizations to help merge those, which I will go through in a bit, to run you through that as our sample of how that process works. And so I will turn it over to Debbie, and she will walk you through the process for this project, which you have the details in front of you if you all have a copy of our original proposal. So we're just going to kind of walk through that a little bit and maybe add a little bit to it. And we do have a handout for you at the end of our presentation, which you can take and read at your leisure. And hopefully, if there's anything we missed, any questions you have, those will fill in the blanks.
Okay. Well, the purpose of the meeting, our presentation today, is really to walk through our process. How do we go about developing, designing a logo? First thing we do is we always do the research ahead of time. We prefer to facilitate planning meetings. And the reason we do that is that because we have some methods that we use that really pull out the different ideas and perceptions of the decision makers. And we have found that, and it has been very successful in doing so. We would do something like a competitive analysis. For example, part of that competitive analysis would be any logo that has Sylvania associated with it. Like, for example, the chamber, the schools, anything that is associated with the city on a continual basis. Just to kind of get a landscape of where the current logo is and where we want to go with it. Okay? So during that planning meeting, and we would set aside a couple hours at the most, and we would facilitate the meeting based on an agenda that was approved by the decision makers. Okay. The first thing we would do, which I think is really important, is we've got to determine where everyone stands in terms of understanding the objective and why it's being undertaken. Why are we changing the logo? What is needed? What's changing? What's different? Where do we need to go? The current perception is important too. Identify your perception of the current logo. And that's just a perception. It gives us an idea of where everybody's coming from. And then we want to work, where do we want to be? What's our desired outcome? What do we want people to think or react to when they see our logo? Okay. We do a visual perception exercise as well, and it's kind of funny. It's just an initial reaction. Patrick, I think you're involved with this one that we did. Anyway, okay. It's a simple way. It's a way for us to get people's opinions, reactions, so we get a feel for where people are at. In terms of how they react to style, color, text, font. We present a summary report of that session, usually like 5 days after the session, and then we need approval on that before we proceed to the next phase, which is design. hopefully by that time, we've got a very, very good input from the group that we're working with. I don't know if that's going to be the entire council or a selected few, we're not really sure at this point. But even so, the design would be based on the information we gathered in that planning meeting, and also on our years of experience in designing logos and various graphic elements. We would then set the direction for the design. We would do 3 to 5 roughs for an initial review by the decision makers. And then we do a round of modifications on those roughs, getting feedback. And then we would do, we find 1 to 2 concepts that have the most potential or the closest to what the group is looking for. Final review by the decision makers, and we select the logo, we meaning the group, the decision makers, select the logo that best communicates the city's character and personality. The city does have a character and personality. You have, a logo is a visual representation, but there's a lot more that goes into the city's character and personality. We would also figure that we need to present our findings, the selection to council, and if that's the deal, we do that. Production's pretty basic. All of the different, we would do an original native file, which means that file would belong to the city, and it can be, and then we would provide color, black and white, in all formats that are needed for both online and print. And then also, usage guidelines. Not anything crazy, not a binder of stuff, but a simple way to identify the files and how they're to be used for consistency. Timing. You have this on your sheet, so I won't repeat it. But we think 8 to 10 weeks, based on things coming together in a timely fashion, should be an adequate time to complete the process. And that's certainly dependent on approval. We can do something and takes a month to get it approved.
Yeah, we can't control that.
Right.
That's just a rough timeline based on if everything went smoothly and things were going to get to us quickly. That's how we could move forward. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And now I'm going to give you an example of how this worked and what we did for Heritage Slovenia. So that is a much bigger project. It has many more components over a much longer period of time. But in the logo part of that was just one piece that happened at the end of this. But I kind of wanted to walk through that because I think it was a very good example of how this really worked to make this all happen. When we started this, it came to us as we've got these three organizations, we have some issues, we have some overlap, we have some goals that we think are common goals, we've got some common problems. How can we work together? Where do we go from here to be more viable in the community and to accomplish the things we'd like to accomplish? So we set up the first focus group, which was 3 hours, and we did every minute of it. And
we had about 20 people.
Yeah, such a big group.
So it was a big group.
Over 20 people, and well, we were invited. I think we had about 18 that actually came that day. And so we came up with the agenda, and of course it was approved by Andy Erskine. And in that, we walked people through. It was, first of all, getting everybody together in the same room so that everyone could talk together and listen to each other and listen to what their issues were, what their problems were, and finding out that they all had really a lot of things in common, both on function and problems and goals, all those kind of things. So what naturally came out of that meeting as a new result was, what we really need to do what we want to do is learn. then we could come back to the second focus group, which was, okay, now we're going to do this. We need a name and we need a logo. So that second session was divided into two parts. The first part was a brainstorming session and discussion on words and how we get to a name. So we did an exercise in there, and again, using the term competitive analysis, to we gathered information on various historical organizations' names, what was in common, what was different, you know, where do we go, what different words meant to people,
right,
that kind of thing. And we did come up with a very pretty manageable list of where we thought we wanted to go with the name. And then the next part of that was then looking at logos. We did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at logos from various organizations and styles across the board. We had people choose like what they were, what they liked,
mm-hmm,
out of those. We gave everybody three choices. Then we put them all up and we looked at them and we discussed them. Why do you like this? Why do you don't like this? And the interesting thing about it was the initial logo that people picked was not anywhere near what we ended up with,
right?
Because they talked themselves right out of it by having this discussion and seeing, well, what was the logo going to be used for? How viable is it to use a logo like that? What happens when you use the small? What happens when you put it on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mary.
I am sorry to interrupt you, but I do want to just be sensitive to the time, and we've got about 2 minutes left, and I'd like to have room for some questions, again, to be out of respect for our other partners who we committed to a 15-minute time frame. Certainly we're not worried about a minute or two, but I just want to make sure you understand. Okay. Okay. Oh, good.
So anyway, the end of that was, we got then the next process was the actual naming, which was done in a smaller committee, and then from all the information that we had, we were able to pull the logo together, the design for that, which got approved almost on the first round. So we're very happy with the results of that.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've all seen that logo.
They've been good at getting
more than likely. Say thank you.
Yes, I was in the room.
Yeah.
It was a good exercise, but it also goes to, it also speaks to respecting the views of our clients and decision makers.
So I want to make sure that we know if there's questions from council members.
I'll do this while
okay.
You're doing that.
Is there anybody else that would be working on this? Are you guys doing everything from the graphic design and all of that?
Yes,
we're
planning.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have other people that work with us on various things that we need to bring them in, but it wouldn't be needed in this regard. I mean, we've got 30 years experience done this with budgets and budgets of times.
Cool.
I have no concerns on that. Is there any other questions?
Again, I think that the information about the Sylvania heritage was helpful, because certainly that's, I think, something that is relatively new, and we're,
right.
I think most of our members are familiar with it, so I think that was a good example of a process. And certainly I think most council members are familiar with the other brochure pieces that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very high quality and have been our wonderful Sylvania partner, so we're happy about that. Any other questions?
Thank you
so much
for
joining us
today. Thank you, guys.
We're grateful for all that you do for Sylvania.
Thank you.
the whole meeting. And, you know, I think I'll start by having everyone do quick introductions and let you introduce yourself. I don't know you. I will share with you that I'm aware that you've received all of the information and we're looking forward to hearing your thoughts about the process for moving us from where we currently are to finished product and a logo. But let us start by maybe letting you introduce yourself and then we'll go around.
Sure. My name is Rod Preisner. I'm the Vice President of Business Development for Red Marketing Group. Red has been in business for 3 years now, serving Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, and beyond. State is here and close by and far away. Full service agency, everything from branding to the latest and greatest in digital marketing.
It's Rod.
Rod Preisner. F-R-Y-S-I-N-G-E-R.
Preisner, okay. Yeah. I'm Doug Hanum.
Katie Capolini. Sorry, Doug.
It's okay.
Mary Westphal.
Great staff.
Leslie Bryan.
Andy Hussman.
Okay. Okay.
Mark Lutke.
Appreciate the name tag that helps me out.
And we do have in the back row, we've got Phil Sanford. And she wrote it. Thanks, Brad. So with that, we're
going to
let
me
take it
away.
And
yeah, I'm going to hand out some things here.
We could probably pass them.
I'll walk you through this as we go. But it's easier than me holding things up. We can see them better.
I'll take one for Bill, too. Thank you.
I think you're here just in case of anything.
I know I get one.
Walking through our process. I know in the proposal we submitted, we touched on a little bit about there. This being strictly a brand identity process, you know, pretty much like everything was a three-step process. It just depends on the three steps of what we're doing. Our three steps, obviously, for creating a website is different than our three steps. For creating the logo, but we always try to keep it very streamlined. And it's, if you think of the three steps of always, we listen, we do, and then we reply. I mean, you can't get much more simplified than that, and then in essence is what we would do. So if you look at, you turn to the first page, the listing is the input. We call it compression, meaning what we try to do is get the most information we can out of our content. In the shortest amount of time, not only our side, but very much on your side, we do not want to belabor things, but it is very important for us to get the correct information from you all from the very beginning. When we start, all of a sudden we started the developing things and not having the opportunity to sit down and talk with you all. We might have come up, we might stumble, we might false start, we might go down paths that no one wanted us to go down. So in that first compression meeting, and we have staff members trained in this. They've done it for the muttons, for the walleye, they've done it for a lot of the entities here in Lucas County. But what's really important in that meeting is to gather what we would call all the important key stakeholders that are going to be involved. Anyone that's going to, at the end of the day, have a say in the process or in the end result, we want them in the meeting so that we can build consensus. We can't have it at the front end. Very hard for us to create a logo that everyone's going to like at the tail end if we didn't have consensus. refinement is when we will start looking at color studies. We'll make minor tweaks to certain things, like if we presented, you know, if we liked that one, but there was maybe a little something off, you didn't care too much, maybe for the font or for some of the symbolism that we did. So we'll do some tweaks there. But ultimately, in the refinement stage, we are trying to build consensus with you all on the final option. Once we get to that final option, we will do what we call kind of a real-world mock-up for you. You know, we'll take a screenshot of your website, we'll drop the logo on your website, and we'll do a quick business card. We'll put it on a flag, anything that you, you know, a couple of things that you could think that, hey, we know that we're going to use the logo on these scenarios. Could you show us and represent what that would look like? So that would be very comfortable that whatever is picked is going to be able to be utilized in every form, shape, size that you can imagine. Once that is done, we have an agreed upon logo. Of course, we will provide the logo to you on various file types, JPEGs, PNGs, anything that you guys might need to use in your daily lives, as well as the actual source files. With those, you can pretty much do anything you want with them. Anyone that you would need to give the logo to, if we gave you the actual details for this, our comic book, that would be everything that they could imagine that they could use in any way, shape, or form. And then we'll also provide a one-page usage guide. Oftentimes we find that very, very helpful. If you're using an outside vendor and they're going to, like I mentioned, creating a flag, you can provide that and that would show them the PMS colors or the stitching colors that they might need, all that good stuff, how big you can use it, how small you can use it, the area, the free, what we call the free area around the logo that should be kept. You should never have anything too close to your logo. That would all be spelled out in the one-page usage guide. The next, if I could, since you touched a bit on the process very quickly, just to give you a highlight, I thought I'd give you a case study of a logo that we did very recently. Now, most of the things that we do nowadays are, we're rebranding someone. You know, the opportunity to start with a company from scratch and create a logo from scratch is a rarity. Most of the times what we're doing is someone comes to us to have a logo and it can be upgraded. So the Toledo Clinic came to us a couple of years ago. The first one there, you see their original logo that they came to us and said, you know, you just really feel that this ages us, it hates us. You know, we're up against the Flamenicos of the world and the Mercies who have these great logos and they're out there looking like they're modern and progressive and we are not. So how can you help us? So we started in the kind of study, and if you look through, similar to what we provide to you, when we provide the logo, we're not just going to say, here, look at this beautiful logo. We will put the meanings behind or how what we're trying to convey in that logo. So when you look through these, I'm not going to read all of them for time, and you all are more capable of reading through, but you can look through the ones, and there's always some sort of a meaning to what we're trying to convey in all of these. You know, it's Toledo, the health side of things, confidence, the fact that, you know, with the Toledo Clinic, there's many working as one. You know, on the one, we've got a very modern representation of the Confucius. So you can really see the things that you're going through. When you get to, you know, ultimately we get to this slide, when I talked about being narrowed it down, this is a slide where, you know, out of all of those, we narrowed it down to these three choices. But at that point in time, we started it with knowing that they had a color. And that they were very adamant at the very beginning. When we need our color, you won't change your color. And for the most part, normally as a branding agency, we would agree. If you're going to change your logo, you don't want to change it too much, you don't want to change your color. But we challenged them a bit. Because we did our homework in the next slide, you can see, you know, there's meaning behind color. That one just shows some of the kind of generic overarching meaning of color. But what we really showed them was the logos of their local competitors. And if you look, there's a lot of blue and there's a lot of green. exciting, because but there's other municipalities that you don't want to be bored into something else. You're very proud of your city, and you want to be able to stand out in, out, say, the marketplace of Northwest Ohio. So when we showed them that color scheme, what we challenged them was, there's fertile pasture right here that no one is using. And again, we're trying to have you look and set yourself apart from your competition. We need to push you in that direction. And I would say if you try to push doctors into moving from what they're doing into color red in their logo, that to say that was a challenge, I would be underestimating a team that was a part of selling them on using the color red. But you ended up seeing, you know, so the logo they ended up picking, but even at that point, you see three stages there. You know, the one on the far right is what we ended up going with, the blocks, which, you know, equates to the independent doctor's offices, but they're all working together as one to provide benefits to their patients and the community. You see the blocks are shaping with their colors showing a T and a C, kind of nodding back to the Toledo Clinic of the original logo. So that is really, you know, if I can say the process that we walk you through and the steps that would take us there. Also, after that, I have supplied a couple of other, two pages of the before and afters, because I think that in this realm that we're taking your logo and we're going to do something and take it to the next step, not only can we come up with a new logo, but the people who counted children, we actually renamed them and connected them to the meal. and did the new logo on that, as well as Blue Harbor. You know, just hopefully you see there's 90-day differences between those. And we're always looking to, you know, I mentioned that we do a lot of rebranding. You know, every time we attack a logo, we'd like to think that we're creating the last logo that client's ever going to need. That's what we strive for. We want to build something that's going to have longevity, that no one's going to get tired of in 3 years, that can hold the test of time. You know, 20 years from now, whether you all decide you need to refresh it or not, that's understandable, but we're really looking to build something that, that is clean and timeless and gives you some resistance to the effort.
Brad, thank you so much. What a great presentation. I'll share with you that I didn't know that you guys had done the Toledo Clinic. Of course, I'm familiar with Spread Marketing Group, and you do exemplary work. But I think this is the best rebranding that I've seen in the Toledo market ever. Great job. And not only did you come up with a fun and current logo, but the way you executed it through their business cards, their signage, their stationery, to every element was exemplary. So nicely done. And it is fun to see how you've advanced some of the other things from their old design to the new design. That was a nice touch. Looking at your information you provided us in advance, am I reading this correct in that you think you could work with us, and if we worked in a timely fashion, you could complete this in 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
You know, it really, from, I would say that from the meeting, mm-hmm. the construction meeting, whenever that happens, once we've had the meeting, I'm going to say we're probably back in front of individuals in 2 weeks with the initial comps.
Mm-hmm.
I will say from then to completion, I don't want to say it's all of the client, but generally,
well, some of it, sure.
From there,
how fast we move.
You know, mm-hmm. we're probably 2 weeks on that first one, but after that, we can move pretty quickly after that.
Mm-hmm. Other questions from
the Yeah, I have two questions and a comment, actually. Would, as you do your planning session, your compression session, is that able to accommodate all of the people sitting around this desk if,
yes.
if we decided we wanted to do that? Okay.
I would say this would be, I would say to the norm, to the little high side of the compression group, we do, but not, we've done with more people.
Yeah, okay. You didn't mention this, I think, that you have worked with the city before on the website, right? Could you give us 30 seconds of what you've done there?
So we provide ongoing support for the website in that aspect of it, but we did do the final build of the municipality, the court, and the police. So that was, you know, our hope is even if we looked at that, and perhaps with the new logo, it's time to look at those ideas when those were completed. My sense, I was not a part of that project, but I believe on the city of Sylvania side, it was great relief to have it done. However, I also think it was like, it's done before we'd like to take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. But after going through that journey, I think it was like everyone was probably pretty happy to have it done.
Brad, did I understand that you said you're still doing some things with that website?
Well, we're
maintaining it or something?
Yeah,
yeah. I think there were some hiccups along the way, and they kind of stepped in and helped us close up the deal. Well, I'm trying to not be too traumatic today.
Yeah, we had
a I don't want to revisit it all.
Not at all.
No, with the previous, good call. Okay, other questions for Ron?
Yeah, how are you guys structured as far as, is there going to be like a team of people that get assigned to this project and you're going to relate that to them, or are you doing all the design work, or how?
Sure, so we would have a team.
Okay.
In this scenario, I would be the point person, not to say that you would never be in front of the team, but we kind of tend to have like a one point of contact on each side, just so we can track
sure.
comments and changes and anything like that better. But when we would do the compression meeting, it would be more like myself and one other individual running that meeting, and then we take that back to the larger team. You're going to have at least two, if not three, designers working on it.
And that's all incorporated in the class?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else?
As a former employee of the Toledo Clinic, my little award that I got is out of date.
He might be able to get you a new pen. Okay, Brad, thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate your input and energy here. Grateful to have spread in our community and in our network.
It is a pleasure. We just down the road, and look forward to the opportunity. We'd love to do it for you.
Thank you. So I think we had three great presentations, and certainly I'm looking forward to hearing everyone, but I know you had a question, Mark, before we started, that you told us you wanted to ask Leslie, or did he ask, and I didn't hear it. I was asleep at the switch, or I was worrying about something else. Okay, so you're all set. Okay. Okay. So do you want to offer any input, Mark? And
I'd like to go last.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. All right. So I think, again, our goal today is to provide some feedback and ultimately a recommendation about where we go forward. And so thoughts, comments, Sandy?
For a change, I'm going to go first.
I know.
It's unusual for
you're
me,
really
I know.
As strong as you're heading out, maybe you should rerun.
I think we need, around this table, we need to, there was a difference between Danny Fuller saying we want to kind of keep going with the same thing, and then Mr. Thread saying that let's open it up, and that's kind of what he showed us that Toledo Clinic did. So I think maybe that's the question we need to ask at the table. Do we want something brand new and different and where we really create the stir, or do we want to kind of, you know, hold on to what we have? That's a question. I guess I'm asking that question. I know how I feel, but I'll just ask the question right now.
I think that's part of their process to figure that out. I don't think people probably completely have that answer and maybe shouldn't at this point, that would be part of their exploration and discovery. but I don't know, Mark, if you've got.
I don't know, I kind of thought two of the three of them suggested we were rebranding from an existing brand, and the third one was talking about a more, maybe a start from scratch kind of approach. Did you, no? Did you guys get that feel? No.
Maybe some more than others, but like Mary just said, I don't know how I feel on what I, if I think I want to update the existing or start from scratch, because, I mean, I don't want to create a new, brand new, completely different logo just for the sake of it. But if I saw something that I thought worked, then sure. But I kind of thought that that would be what this process going from here is going to be, figuring out that, you know.
I think that's what their initial meeting should be helping to ferret out and discover a bit.
Well, I thought the Fuller and the Thread were really talking about rebranding as opposed to, you know, working with it, keeping in mind more existing brand than the
And I don't think we have to. I don't think we have to make our decision today about what we think on that. Is what I guess I'm saying. I think we're getting kind
of
going down a rabbit hole a little
process
bit.
Process is a little different.
Yeah.
And part of
my recollection of the discussion about artwork, which was designed to not have something different. Like it was an update. It was making it more consistent. And I don't think I heard one person around the table say that they liked it enough.
I didn't think that was consistent though. I thought that was totally different. To me, it was totally.
Okay, but the point is, though, it seemed to me that there was an interest in exploring some different ideas. Now, maybe I was reading that wrong, but that seemed to be.
Don't get me wrong, I think all three of them will come from something different. Just the process seemed to be more start from scratch with Creative Oxygen than the other two.
Again, I don't think we should go too far down the rabbit hole. I think they all said their first step would be gathering the group together and having that discovery session that helps us determine what makes the right, what it is that we're all looking for. We're probably all looking for something a little different, and I think you hit the nail on the head yet again, Patrick. Most of us don't know exactly what we're looking for, so we're looking for the opportunity to discuss it.
Danny said we can't change our name. I mean, Sylvania is woods or trees, or unless we want to change our name too, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm between Fuller and Red. That's where I'm at. Not that it's a big amount, but obviously budgeting wise, I like Danny's proposal, and I know she can do good work. I really like the idea of Red. I mean, this proposal's incredibly professional, and I like that. And I like the thought of a team of people sort of having our account to work on. What was the difference in their 29?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $3,000-ish. Yeah, right around $3,000 difference in proposals. So if that makes a difference, I don't know. But I'm torn between those two. That's where I'm at right now.
Anyone else?
So, I mean, Danny's, I just feel like there's more life in her proposal.
I'm sorry, I can't
hear you. Well, I mean, just the way, I've just seen her work and the way, like, ideas just, like, bubble out of her head. It's insane. Like, I've never seen anyone like that. Like, you can just, like, say something and all of a sudden, I mean, all the Redbird posters that she does those in, like, you know, 45 minutes. It's crazy. So, yeah, I like the idea of the team, but then I've also seen like this creative action going on that I still can't even believe how it works. And I think that we will end up with something like super positive and creative. And so.
Yeah. And we're trying to make a decision on this tonight.
Yeah. It'd be nice. I mean, there's no.
Yeah, no, sure.
Doug, do you have any? Any thoughts? No is an acceptable answer, but we're not used to that from you.
Well, I came down to kind of like Patrick, the fuller or thread. The now this isn't really my wheelhouse.
Mark the stay on the calendar. Did we just hear that?
But the thread stuff feels pretty corporate, pretty predictable, and Danny stuff is really kind of out there. I kind of like that. I don't know. But this is, you know, I don't have great confidence in my opinions on this, unlike so many things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a feel I have. Yeah. I really like that. I think that Redbird logo is really cool. I like the other design. I don't know. There's probably some personal. I know Danny better too, so you know I feel. So that's always in there.
Well, that was my words, was saying they bubble out of her head. I mean, she walked us through a process of how she was going to handle it. So.
We've seen fairly exactly.
But
that's, you know, I didn't mean to jump in.
But we're used to that. We're just trying to change. Sandy?
Yeah. Well, my opinion is that I like the professionalism of Thread. I think they're more, have done more. I think they, I mean, this is the city of Sylvania. I think we should look for a professional, super professional creativeness. And I think they offer that. It just feels that way after listening to the presentations. From Danny I got her words were cleaning up what we already have. And that's not what I want. I want us to look at something different. So.
Mark, anything else from you? You know, I happen to be kind of in the same space as I think Patrick was in terms of, I think both Danny and Thread bring a lot to the table and really did impress me with what they've done. And I think both of them could do an excellent job for us. I do feel like in order to move this forward, it might be helpful to do just kind of a tally blind vote on where we are. Certainly there's six of us here tonight since Mr. Fry is gone, so we may end up with a tie, but I think it might be a starting point for us. So with that, I'm going to ask if people would just pass these out and to our council members. And what I would ask is that we use them in the same order that they presented. One would be Fuller Art House. Two would be Creative Oxygen, and three would be Thread Group. Again, one would be Fuller Art House, two would be Creative Oxygen, and three would be Thread.
You just want a number.
Just write one number on this, just one. Your preferred, your first choice. And we'll have Leslie tally those for us, because she's so good at that.
She's a lawyer, you can trust her.
Toby's lucky he's not here, we have to incorporate his math skills. Four. One. Yes. You can just tell us what the numbers are, and we'll tally them here.
One.
Okay, so now we have a tie. So wait, doesn't the mayor break tie votes?
We could let him just to get it over with.
I don't think he will.
That's the process.
He won't do it. You know, I think we're tied right now. No, it wasn't. He won't want to, I'm not gonna put him in that position. We have a tie. So,
That's predictable.
That is predictable. That is predictable. So, I don't know if you have any suggestions, Mark, but a part of me suggests that we maybe need to settle on this and, without sharing detail with Mr. Fry, give him a chance to talk to them and see their proposals and ask if he's got a preference. I mean, he's the missing vote. I would ask that we not share with him that who the ties were between, but tell him there's a tie vote. We need him to talk to those three and break the tie.
And we're all on tape right now.
We are on tape.
This is an open
meeting. But he can't tell them. He can't tell who was.
And well, the bottom line is, I trust him. I trust him. I trust him.
Yeah.
As I would trust any of you.
So we would just have Mark listen to the tape.
Oh, he could listen to the tape. Is that what you were saying?
Then he can
know who the tie. Well, again, I'm not even worried about it, to be honest with you, but he could listen to the proposals, is what he was saying.
Yeah.
Is what Mark was saying, which I hadn't thought about.
Listen to the
Right. I think that would work. Maybe have a meeting before the next council. I won't be here at the next meeting, but we'll try and keep Stefan. Yeah. Okay. Are we comfortable with that? I think we see that on all the faces.
Yes,
I'm only happy because I have a conflict and we'll be out of town at the next meeting. So, bravo
you're
for
be
all
out
of
town.
You.
Wait, you're going to be out of town, so we'll be six again.
I can put my vote in advance.
You only need one vote, though.
True.
Unless he votes.
Oh,
for the
yeah.
Third.
Yeah.
He doesn't mark number two.
Yeah, he could vote for number two.
Wait. I think that we may suggest that he's got to look at these two, because we've already narrowed it to these two.
And that would be...
You know, that way we're certain of it, so he doesn't need to worry about that one.
Cool.
All right. I love the consensus building here. I thank you all for your participation and your time today. I don't think there's any other business to come before the Committee of the Whole, so with that, I'll ask if there's a motion to adjourn. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn this meeting, so this meeting, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting stands adjourned at 7:20. Thank you so much.